Yeah, unfortunately, this is not the first time that this occurs. Every time Israel is involved in a conflict with whomever, you see, unfortunately, that immediately this is taken advantage of from a whole range of movements that have at basis anti-Semitic beliefs. It may be more visible or more volume this time around, because we did have in the last couple of years the rise of movements both on the far and extreme right, as well as in the conspiratorial area, that underpinning their arguments with real anti-Semitic ideas. So it is falling maybe even on more fertile ground than it did in the past at the moment. Obviously, both Palestinians as well as Arab states are also exploiting this issue, the conflict, I mean, in their media reporting / propaganda abroad.
Where is this happening more? Is it the United States or in Europe or where?
And as you can see from the report, it basically looks at the moment, it says across the globe, but then it gives examples from primarily from the United States. There were some violent anti-Semitic protests and attacks on synagogues also in Europe, in particular in Germany, where I am at the moment. So I don't think this is a particular American phenomenon, but it certainly is also a particular European phenomenon.
And is there any particular group or any particular people that are more prominent in perpetrating these acts?
Looking at the situation here in Europe, you have this weird convergence of anti-Semitic expressions, both from the extreme left as well as from the extreme right. While in America, it seems to be more a case of the extreme right.
That's very interesting. What about this report do you think is most important for us to take note of?
Well, I mean, given that our extreme right-wing fellows have been learning on how to speak better, i.e. cover up their really deeply held anti-Semitic views with layers of, let's say, more politically acceptable speech, one should not get the impression that anti-Semitism is in any way weaker or is gone, just because we are now talking about great replacement or the global elite or the liberal world order. If you peel back only just one layer from these ideologies, you will find immediately a basis anti-Semitic thinking and ideology. So just because we don't hear the clear words anymore most of the time, I mean, at this particular point, following the conflict, things are obviously expressed more openly from their side. But in general terms, outside this particular situation, anti-Semitism is well alive and kicking. It's just expressed in a more sophisticated manner now.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director of the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.